Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by Team Scoobity, Jack Swish, man. Welcome.
What's going on? I'm glad to be here, bro.
Welcome to the Middleman Podcast. Welcome, Team Scoobity. We have the team here in the room. We have Moet being our director.
Yes, sir. It feels good to be back. Feels good.
Shout out to Moet for being back here, being our director for today. So you'll definitely be hearing him tapping in every now and then. We got my boy Nick over here, and then we got Ryan on the camera doing his thing. So appreciate you guys all being here. Team Scoobity, you know, you guys have been at it for quite some time, and congratulations, you just won an award.
Thank you. Yeah, the Steam Town Music Award for YouTubers of the Year. That was surreal in the moment. We did not expect to win, or at least I didn't, but it was really dope.
That's amazing, man. So you've been, you're on YouTube, you know, and your page definitely like goes all over the place, as in like there's a lot of content to absorb, you know.
Yeah,
so
trying to reach audience for everyone.
Exactly. So for people who don't know what your platform is, what could they expect when they watch Team Scoobity?
All right. So the first thing you could expect is interviews, like music interviews and a sports podcast. We try to give back to our local scene as much as possible, because I honestly truly love the local artists out here. So music interviews, sports podcasts, and then we create vlogs just with each other. And we try to like do things that are like hidden, I'd say, in community. Like we went on the coal mine tour. We're about to rent out Defy for an hour. Like I don't think of those things on a normal occasion. So I want people to be like, yo, we could do this in our city, like stuff like that. So you can see vlogs and just like try to make you laugh and interviews and stuff like that.
And have a good time, man.
Yeah,
you know,
for
I've been
sure.
watching a few of your vlogs. It seems like you guys run into quite the amount of basketball hoops.
Yeah.
And you guys aren't too good at shooting at them.
I'm like 0-for-5 now, bro. It's crazy because when I'm like when I go other places like by myself, I don't see hoops like that at all. But that, like that, for those couple of days when we were filming those videos, we ran into so many basketball hoops every place we went to. It was crazy.
You guys were off, man. I don't think I've seen the
even Moet missed.
Yeah, man. And you're supposed to be the basketball guru, yeah, my that's friend.
We all have off days. We all have off days.
I appreciate that, man. It's such a good time. Your vlogs are hilarious. They're really good. Your interviews, you know, I had the pleasure of sitting in on one, the Too Humble interview.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and you have yourself a fantastic venue there. You're working with the V Spot.
Yeah, shout out Vinny.
Yeah, shout out the V Spot. Shout out Vinny. But before we get into all of that, you know, I think it's very important because, like, dude, Scoobity is one of those, it's a term that you never heard of. It definitely is. So people who don't know, you know, Team Scoobity, for myself, you know, I was from the Poconos. First time I mentioned your show in the pod, you know, I'm like, Scoobity, that's,
odd. Yeah.
I was like, that's a weird one. That's odd, you know, cause I didn't know what to make out of it. So, describe Scoobity and, you know, the origin, and, you even got a tattoo on yourself. So that's gangster as fuck.
Yeah, I do have a tattoo of Scoobity. Scoobity was said by my cousin Zymir. We were high off weed in my house, and we were so high, we were hungry, and he was like, I wish I had Scoobity snacks. My friend Isaiah said that, like Scooby, like snacks, like mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo, the little crackers, you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know
graham
exactly
crackers.
What I'm talking about.
And he was just said, Scoobity, and he was like, what the hell is that? He was like, I don't know, I just said it. He kept saying it, and this is the type of kid, like Zymir, I love him to death, but he's mad annoying, bro. So he'll just keep saying random things. And this one, he just kept saying it. And people would laugh at him every time he said it. And then we're making videos at this time, like we just started. So I'm picking it up, him saying the word. And then people started copying him saying it. And then we went on a trip. And my cousin couldn't come. So we said before the trip, like, we're going to make it a point to say Scoobity without him being there and see how it works. And it was crazy. Like, we went on a trip with like 11 people we never met before, and they were saying Scoobity during the trip. Like, they were screaming it. It was crazy. And then from that point, that's when people changed their Facebook name. And at this point, we still didn't know what it meant. We're just saying a random word. So after we branded and made ourselves Team Scoob-Dee. We were like, it has to have a meaning. So we kind of put the meaning behind like the things we were doing at the time and what we wanted for the future. So anytime we were saying Scoob-Dee, it was mostly a positive moment that we realized, like a good thing, like something good happened. We'd be like Scoob-Dee and not unconsciously do. So we put the definition to us as like good things, positivity. So anytime like a good thing happened, like, oh, I just found $10 on the floor. That's a Scoob-Dee, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So Scoob-Dee became like positivity and good things. And then Boob-Dee came like a young kid or a bad thing. So we'd be like Boob-Dee. And then a Doob-Dee is a Doob-Dee.
Yeah,
a pothead. Exactly. So when we first started the interviews, we would always ask the question, are you Scoob-Dee or Boob-Dee? You a bad person, but bad means good sometimes, you know what I mean? So it would be like that. But Scoob-Dee's came a long way for sure, bro.
If you were to ask me that question on if I were Scoob-Dee, Doob-Dee, or Boob-Dee,
yeah,
is it only Scoob-Dee and Boob-Dee that you can choose from, or you can also choose?
So I would be like hidden word if I knew you were a true pothead, because I didn't want to just promote weed, you know what I mean? Because we were trying to get promotion with the interviews. But if I was knew like the artist I had was a true pothead, I'd be like, we have a secret word special for you. You could pick Doob-Dee. And, yeah, that would be, that's how it is.
I think I'm a mixture of Scoob-Dee and Doob-Dee.
A lot of people pick Scoob-Dee. I've had some Boob-Dees, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, I think as you mentioned, sometimes bad could be good. You know, So we have the whole team here. I want to see what everyone would identify themselves at. Moet, excuse me. What are you?
I'd have to say I might be Doop. Nah, I'm just playing. I'd probably say Scoob-Dee. I'd probably say Scoob-Dee.
Nick has a name. What's your name? His name is Nick Scoob-Dee.
Scoob-Dee. YouTube, yeah. Okay. And we got Ryan over here. I feel like
Scoob-Dee.
I thought he would have been like a Boob-Dee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know, for real. Something about Ryan, man. It just, you know.
It just speaks to you, right?
I was watching a vlog and, you know, here he is in Spencer's and the kind woman told him to please put the freaking camera away. And, you know, he just didn't want to comply with the law. So,
I do agree. That's definitely a Boob-Dee moment.
I was going to walk up to him and be like, keep filming, but he was already filming. I was like, damn, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he
man.
Does good.
And then they ended up kicking him out. So
yeah, they did kick him out. When I walked out the store, he was waiting there like, bro, I do. I was like, it's okay. I don't care, bro. He thought I was going to be upset at him or something. I was like, it's okay.
So, we have Team Scoob-Dee, and I know you mentioned to me that you had a page before, and that page kind of got diminished. Can you explain what happened there?
Yeah, that was a big thing. My channel got terminated, so, like, the Team Scoob-Dee account you see now, that was nothing in January. Like, they had zero subscribers, so all our videos were pretty much filmed on my channel. Like, we were Team Scoob-Dee, but when I started YouTube, I made a Jack Switch account, and Team Scoob-Dee wasn't a thing. Scoob-Dee was never said. So we would all just make group videos on my channel, but we've talked about, like, making a group channel, like, just one channel that we all make videos on. But my channel was getting so popular, we didn't stop. We were like, we could just use this and build that channel one day.
Yeah.
At 900 subs and over 30,000 views, my channel got terminated. It was probably just like a minor infraction for a video, but I've had so many over time since 18 to 20 that they were like, we can't let it happen again. So after when you get your video taken down, you could appeal it and you could send like 1,000 words in the email. For the appeal, you were able to send 10,000. It was a big difference.
Okay.
So I spent a very, very long time writing. Like, I had my senior week on there. I have no memory of the senior week now. I lost all those pictures. Like, I spent so long writing that message, pleading with them, like, hey, like, we're going to do positive things, blah, blah, blah. Like, I promise. Like, just explain to me. I didn't read the guidelines. Even at this point, I read the guidelines. I should have read the guidelines. But I was confused what we were doing wrong. So they just said, like, sorry, like, you have so many infractions, we can't let it happen. So they terminated the channel. In that moment, I was at a party. It was, like, after my son was born, and it was the first time I was out. And
thought I shut that off. Excuse me.
You good. Fantasy is football today.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
I'm going to check mine later. I was at a party and it was the first time I was out since my son was born. So it was, like, one of the most fun moments I was having in a while. And then that happened. I was like, damn, bro, I just can't win. But it was really hard to start making videos again after that point, because I was just like not motivated anymore. I did not want to have to restart. But I did have a second channel. I still do, with 400 subs. So I made a quick video like what happened to my YouTube channel, and then I was like, I'm gonna just wait a while. But a person I helped a lot with that is Three False Prophets. I called Adam, and we had long talks, and he kind of gave me a game plan with me of like what we should do. And then they let us come on the Trudy Show before we announced like the team channel. So that I felt like that was a good promotion. But I'm kind of glad it happened, actually, because it was able to refresh, rebrand kind of. And we could do all those videos again in a new and better way. And now I found like better people that actually want to do this, are excited, and I got a way better team and like schedule consistency now. It's actually way better than it was before, even though that channel had subs and success and maybe more views, but this channel will get there at some point for sure.
So with Jack Swish, you know, I know that you mentioned to me the whole YouTube thing started, right? How did it start? You know, you had this it's actually kind of comical, the story,
yeah, if
you
ask comical. Me.
but so this is what started it. And then, you know, we're going to get into how it shut down. I want to elaborate and pick your brain a little bit more on that.
Sounds good.
What is it about YouTube that makes you want to do it, man? Like, when did this whole fiasco start for you?
I never wanted to do YouTube. I was never growing up. I didn't watch YouTubers growing up, nothing like that. I really lived with my best friend, and I watched a Netflix show with him. We binge watched it, and it was called Outer Banks, if you ever watched it. And growing up, I never thought celebrities looked good, and Madeline Klein looked pretty good. So I was like, bro, we got to meet this girl. Like, for some reason, I really thought I could meet her. So I put down my phone. It was probably iPhone 7S, and I was like, we're about to get famous, bro. And I pressed record, and it was me and my cousin. We filmed a day in the life, just like in our house, smoking, going to pick up our friends. And I posted and it got like 102 views. I was like, what the hell? I was like, okay, let's do it again. I did it the next day, like 3 days in a row. And I knew how to edit from my company. Like I had a training company, training youth kids in sports. So I already knew how to edit from like making reels and post for that. So if I would have never did that, I don't know if I would have even started taking the chance. But it was all over just trying to get famous to meet a girl. But
love that, bro. I love that. That is hilarious. I celebrities are indeed very, very attractive. One of mine is Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully one day I meet Selena Gomez. You know, that's kind of my goal.
That would be dope.
And I'm sure her and I could, you know, maybe split a beer or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, bro. That's...
You know, I got to chime in.
What do you got?
Zendaya all the way.
Zendaya.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let me meet Zendaya. You ain't going to never see me again. I'm done for.
Everyone loves Zendaya. She's such a wonderful woman.
Don't tell my girl though.
Yeah, I mean, she gonna hear this.
Nah, facts. This clip for me too.
So your page got shut down, and you know that sucks, man. That is extremely heartbreaking, especially with all the subscribers that you've accumulated at that point. You know, you guys were headed in the right direction. Your page got shut down, and then you had to restructure, rebrand. And is this your first rebranding? Was that the first time that you had to rebrand in your journey since?
Nah, I mean, like in a big way, yeah, for sure. But like the whole time throughout YouTube, we're always like nitpicking like little things, because if you're not keeping up to date with everything, you're good, because it's like you can't say this, you can't do this, right? And then some people are always leaving. So, but that was the first time like I made a big change, like read the guidelines. Like I started to understand, read, and try to educate myself before we just went out there and started saying crazy things, because our content is unfiltered. We try not to, we really don't care what YouTube says. If we do get deleted again, we get deleted again. Like we want to make our videos, but we want to be smart now. We understand how to stay away from it. We have no strikes now, but
okay.
It's not like we're going to go out to be intentional, but if it happens,
you learn your lesson, bro.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely learned our lesson.
Don't let it happen again.
Nah, we wouldn't.
Don't let it happen again. So you guys just got awarded best YouTuber, you know, from the Steamtown What was it, awards?
Music Awards.
Music
it's,
Awards.
It's a music conference. So yeah, yeah.
How'd you get nominated into that? You know, were you... Talk me through that process. And, you know, a lot has changed from your first go around to now. So, yeah. You know, what can you attribute to possibly getting awarded the, getting the award this time around? Because yeah. You were nominated, correct, the first year?
Exactly. So last year I was nominated. So that's how I got involved with that. To be nominated the first place, that's really dope. It introduced me to a whole range of people that I've never heard of before, like On the Stacks podcast, John Popko, the people that run that, The Big Break, so many people that I got to just learn about from being nominated the first time. I lost two On the Stacks podcast. That gave me a chance to shout him out in my videos. That gave me an opportunity to communicate with him. But if you lose, it's all right. I feel like if they're nominating you, at some point you're going to win that. We got nominated again to get nominated to vote people for it. So we just asked Team Scooby to nominate each other. There's a whole bunch of us. So that's 11 votes right there. So I'm sure that's how we get nominated. But to win, I really did not think we were going to win. The competition was crazy. It was the same people on the Stacks, on Popco, The Big Break. And EPA Scene, their podcast. So I was like, damn. And they're involved with it, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, but we still got the win. Gus the Savage.
Yes.
Seeing him after we won, he was the most happy like I ever seen someone react. He jumped, his jaw dropped, he gave me the biggest hug. Yeah, that was really dope.
That's tough. Shout out Gus the Savage. I'm actually having a podcast with him next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming through.
I want to say the surreal moment. When we won, they called me to the stage before it, right? I was presenting an award. So the first award they were giving away was the YouTube award. Nick and Moet were in the back of the V-Spot, so they weren't standing near me when they were saying the award. So we won. I step on stage without them. I'm like, damn, where they at? But there's like 200 eyes on me. I'm like, I just gotta take it. I give a little speech. I know what to say at all. But by the time I'm walking off the stage, they run on the stage and like they're yelling and they give me a group hug and people are cheering. That was surreal. Like if I could see that one more time, I'd see that again.
Yeah, I just gotta chime in here a little bit.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I would like to say, I felt as though he took away my time to shine. That's all I'm gonna say. Because I really didn't think we was going to win. So I'm walking back, go talk to my mom, whatever. Next thing you know, all I hear is Team Scoobity. So I'm like, oh, snap, that's us. So I'm trying to walk past. Mind you, it's mad people you got to get through. And it's a small space. So I'm trying to like ease my way through, break dancing through everybody. By the time I get up there, it's too late. My man Jack already trying to come on stage. I'm like, yeah, woo. I look crazy. Like I'm drunk. Like, yeah, we won. And then we walk back off the stage. I'm like, bro, you didn't give me time to shine, bro. I had a speech ready. Mind you, I didn't have a speech. I didn't, but I was going to say something for sure.
Yeah, you would have pulled one out for sure.
I would have definitely. I was so upset that he did not let me shine.
I said, shit, when I got up to the mic.
Yo, really?
Yo, he had no clue what to say. He just got the one and just looked at it like, I'm like, nah, you not serious, bro.
I was like, thank you. I didn't expect to win. I said something.
Bro, you barely said, yo, yeah. Bro, you gave me 2.5 seconds to get off there.
Yeah, nah, I didn't speak for long.
Yo, I was so upset. I was so upset. It's okay, though. We're going to try again next year.
We still won.
So how did this happen? How did this come about?
All right, me and Mo have been friends since we was little kids, like elementary school type stuff. But Mo's very athletic, does sports. He's always doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. So when I started YouTube around 18, the thing I was doing was smoking a lot of weed. So Moet is not there, but we're still like mad close. But I would not have invited Moet into that environment, right? Like I would have invited Team Scoobity, who was around me in that moment, because they're already there, right? So when I saw Moet come on the Middleman podcast, he did an amazing job making a conversation out of nothing, I felt. And at that time, Team Scoobity, the people that I have available for our interviews, their schedule with work and stuff like that, they struggle sometimes with rebuttal. Like if I ask someone a question and they give me an answer and I want to ask a question off that, they kind of just go, word. When they were answer. So I understand that. I've been there, but
yeah, man, it's a great time, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. But that ends the conversation. So when I saw Moore do a great job, I was like, oh, I bet he would come do it with us if I asked him. But he agreed, and he's been more than anything I could imagine, a true asset he's became for real.
I would like to say I was a little hurt that I've known him for years, even before he started doing the YouTube stuff. And he did not once was like, yo, Mo, you think you want to, like, dang, that hurt. Even though I probably would have said no, because I definitely wasn't in that environment. But it don't matter, bro. That's not the point. The point is, if you would have just gave me the chance to even, like, give me the opportunity to say no. You know what I'm saying? Nah, he didn't even do that. But I will say, after I did the Middleman podcast, he want to hit me up. You know, then we did the first YouTube video. He was like, yo, Mo, you know, you're really good at this. I'd like you to come again next week. And then we just, like, from there, we just kept going. Mm-hmm. So we just kept consistently making videos and whatnot. And you know me, I said this last time, I just be talking. Yep. I just be talking, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, 100%, you know? Man.
And then from there, we just had a nice schedule going. And it's dope. I do like it. Me and different people, I like it.
Good for you, man. And this has been, like, very accelerated for you, has it not?
It has. It definitely has. It's just it's,
that mute award show must have been crazy.
Yo,
like that's,
yo,
see him that's for that.
What, yo, I kid you not. I was mad jolly the whole time. I was mad jolly. I was like, oh snap, we got nominated. I just got here. You feel me? Like, even though, like, I wasn't, like, the main part of, like, how the YouTube started, I just was, like, really proud and, like, appreciative that he gave me the opportunity to be with him and during this moment. And it's just, I ain't gonna lie, I did not expect this, like, at all in the slightest. All this is a surprise. It's like, it's a shock to me, honestly. It really is a shock. I didn't expect to be here right now at all. Like, not even in the slightest. I didn't expect to be on your show either. It was a shock.
Yeah, everything I didn't expect him to come on your show either. I'm like, I knew y'all did the basketball thing, so I was like, what more do to get on the show?
But what a year, man. What a year. What a year it's been for you, my friend.
It has. And I'm really grateful that all y'all gave me the opportunity. Jack, Kev, oh yeah, I'm so appreciative that y'all gave me this opportunity. Yeah,
it all started with the freaking basketball.
When Moa joins Team Scooby, like, when a person joins, they get a friend group behind them, like, so, like, people that are gonna have your back with them. So he gets to hang out with us all every week now. So that's really dope. I like to see Moa every week. It's awesome.
It's been a good switch up. It's been a good addition to your team. And, you know, you've been at it for a while now. You've been on some pretty notable shows. You've been on the PA Home Live.
Yeah, PA Live was crazy.
Yeah, talk to me about that, man. Talk to me. Because, you know, I think the first time you and I had a conversation, we weren't talking about booking a show. We were just talking about accolades, stuff that we've done, so on and so forth. And that was one of those that you were like, oh, Kev, you got to get on there, bro. You're like, it's as easy as putting an application.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet here we are and I haven't done it yet. So
I'll send you the link, bro. PA Live, I saw Gus go on, I want to say, and I saw Lil Lucy go on before me. So I don't want to say I went on first, but Gus, I texted him after. I was like, yo, bro, I watched it. I turned on the news. Like, who turns on the news? No, I'm playing. I watch the news. But I told Gus I watched it. And he was like, bro, you could go on. Those people are really cool. He sent me the link. So I filled it out. It literally says, like, why do you want to come on the show? Like, simple as that. So I explained all our stats, who we are, blah, blah, blah. I get an email back from Chris, the host. Like, it has this picture in the email. I'm like, oh, it's really him. and they loved us and they wanted us to come on. And so we, Adam, Three False Prophets, he picked us all up, drove us there. I think he was excited for this too. Adam got to see all the big cameras and they come through the studio. So he was like directing us, like, yeah, stand like this and yeah, walk this way. We gotta film it like this. That was dope. I think that was like the first time. He directed us besides like the interviews.
He got to highlight his showcase, showcase his skills.
Yeah, so he that was really dope. So it was me, Nick, Bo, and Doe, and it was live. So no messing up. I stuttered one time, I remember that. they asked us like who we are, what we do, like what type of videos we do. The one host asked if she could join Team Scoob-D as Ro Ruby. they're really dope, bro. I like them so much. They show out for the younger crowd and they don't really care like what it is, as long as it's marketable and you're gonna represent them in a good way, they'll let you come on. I think that's dope. I don't see a lot of companies or business or anyone do that, and they're a show like that goes live on TV. So That's really dope of them to do. And they offered us to come back even, so it'd be cool.
Yeah, man, I got to get on that. Do you have something to say? I don't know. You look like you were ready to go.
I do not, but I'm always ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always ready.
I feel like you're ready to go. PA Home Live, man, that's, or PA Live, that's something that I should probably try. How was the reception after the fact, you know?
Bro, that is our most shared Facebook post of all time, bro. Like, anytime we show, like, like, you do YouTube, but like, yeah, but on PA Live, and they're like, what? And you can show them the little clip, it saved it, bro. It's the best. I want to say it was like 70, 80 shares. Like, we got like 20, 30 now, but that was crazy when we went on PA Live. And we use all those pictures still. Those pictures come in clutch.
Always. Could you tell me if you have a favorite video that you guys have produced to this date? One of your top favorites, one of your favorite experiences. I think the one when you guys were doing a rock climbing was pretty funny. That was most recent.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that one because that was my friend Charlie, and he went off to college now, so I don't see him often. So that was dope we got that in. It would have to be an older one, like on my old channel for sure. Like Day with Team Scoob-Doo, we all went to Naog Park. That was really cool. Or my senior week vacation in the beginning. But my favorite one is for sure, it's a four-day party in New York, started snapping. That was the title of the video. I started saying that slogan, started snapping.
Okay.
So I added it to the video title, so I'd remember I started saying it at that time. But my best friend, he went to a boarding school called Milton Hershey, and I never met any of his friends all through high school, but we were best friends. I met him when we were young. So I was like, bro, like, I never met any of your friends, like, in high school. Like, how is this? Like, after he graduated, he moved back. He was like, we're throwing a after graduation party. We're all getting to Airbnb and we're going to hang out. I was like, dope. He said I could come. He invited, like, everyone that was in my house at this time. I want to say my house was, like, a Team Scoob-Doo Cub. Like, we was all there, right?
Yeah, 20.
And so we planned to go, and something happened. I woke up and no one was going. Jordan wasn't going. My other friend wasn't going, and Justin wasn't going. So I call him and I'm like, what's going on, bro? And he's like, I'm still going. I don't know if anyone. I was like, bro, it is June in the summer. I'm not staying in Scranton. I'll come, bro. I call my other friend and he's like, I just got $3,000, bro. I was like, slide, you're coming, bro. We bought...
got the cash cow ready to go.
We bought like $400 worth of weed. And then Jordan saw that. And he was like, I'm coming too, bro. And a van pulled up. And I didn't know anyone in the van. It was like seven people in the van. Us four get in. And
this sounds a little sketch. Yes, hold on. There's a fucking van picking you up. What is it? Picking you up at your front door?
The front door.
Is it tinted windows and shit? Is it white? Is it black?
It was green.
Oh, great.
Like, it did not look... It was sketchy. I was like... When I'm in the backseat, I'm all the way in the back of it, too. I'm like, what is this?
Who sent the chauffeur?
This is my man sent that. These are all his friends from school. Everyone in the van was his friends from school. He knew all of them. We just didn't. So I'm like, all right. But we drive to New York, Berryville, New York, upstate New York. It's like an hour away.
It sounds like you took the I call it the CPAL van. It's the fucking $20 van that takes you all the way to New York.
It seemed like that. The CPAL. Yes, bro.
The Jesus is mi pastor. If you know that fucking van, you know that van.
We get there and it's like the most beautiful Airbnb I've ever seen. It's like 3 floors. It's dope. And it's like a 3-4 day party happens. Like, craziest party I've ever seen. Like, second craziest party I've ever seen. But we kept taking trips from Berryville, New York, back to Scranton to pick people up in this van.
In his van?
Yes.
Yo.
Those people that at that party became lifelong friends. And like the one of those kids that was in that van after that party, he was from Philly. He came back to my house and stayed for a week. And then he went back to Philly.
What a crazy life. Right, how old were you at the time? Were you fucking 18?
I was 18. Oh, God. Yeah.
Just hopping in vans willingly at the age of 18. That's crazy.
And where we were there was a point where we would smoke in the bathrooms. Like, six of us would go into the bathroom and smoke. And it's because we didn't want people smoking with us. So we did this everywhere if we were in, like, a party. And at that point, we were like, bro, we have been smoked. We smoked in a – we hotboxed the bathroom in three different states in a period of 5 months. That was crazy.
What a highlight. What a highlight, man. So, yeah, that sounds like it was a crazy video, but it's no longer available, correct?
Yeah, no. Nah. Gotcha.
Was that one of the ones that was flagged? Probably.
No, actually, the craziest thing is, bro, after two strikes, I took everything off, privatized everything. And then I don't even know how one got tagged, but it was crazy.
Yeah, I think YouTube is against people hopping in vans.
Nah, there was way more in that video that should have got tagged. There was girls making out. There was underage drinking, vaping.
Hey, cut it out, bro. Yeah, relax. We're
crazy,
not hot
then. Crazy.
Well, I don't think that's supposed to be in there.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, cut it out.
For sure.
That's crazy.
But put burgers over everything so you can't see it, right? Yeah.
The classic burger trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know. If you know, you know. So talk to me about your merch, man. You got some merch. I know you shared an incredible story. Well, one that made you feel really heartfelt of two children getting a Team Scooby shirt. Yeah. Talk to me about that.
That is what made Team Scooby. That made me start looking at YouTube in a serious direction when those kids opened up our shirts on Christmas, because that's a memory to me. Like, I remember my Christmases as a kid. I don't know if y'all do, but
I remember when Santa was told to me that he wasn't real.
Okay.
I'll share that story next.
So why we made merch is because our videos were getting flagged. I did not think we were going to make money off YouTube, and the Nook Boys were a big inspiration to me, and that's what happened to them, and they made merch fast as possible, and that's how they made money. So I was like, let's find a way to make merch. So the Keystone Stage helped us get our first merch order, and that's how merch came to be. That was very dope. But those kids, that girl called me on like December 23rd or Christmas Eve even. And I didn't think that she was going to give them for Christmas. We dropped off a couple of shirts and they opened them on Christmas morning, gave each other a hug, embraced. And they sent us the video. And that was like my Christmas gift for real, bro. That was the dopest thing I've ever seen.
It would be really cool to see someone with a Middleman podcast shirt, hat, you know, and that's something that I've talked about doing. I think the hat for me is probably the most obtainable just because I wear hats a lot. Yeah. It's kind of like my thing.
I've seen
so
hats.
I got this like vision with the hats, and if I can bring it to life, it would be really dope. And it would be like the logo, you know, somewhere up here. Right. But I want to do something as in take phrases from the podcast or even take things that people have signed up here. And like put it on the inside of the hat where the little lip is. So when you flip it down, you know, it'd be like that. It'd be, oh, it was like a limited, you know, with this limited quote, so on and so forth. I'm not trying to charge an arm and a leg. I'm just trying to make it a little bit unique.
Yeah, that's
that is so fire. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
putting the quotes in that people said in your videos or like the singers that they have, that's so fire.
Yeah, man.
The unique part is what makes it your merch, I think, right? Like for us, our shirts reflect. Right. And then once we make that shirt, we'll never make them again.
I'm surprised you're not wearing one right now.
Yeah, no, I wanted to show off the Baker Immaculate. I've been wearing the Scooby shirt.
Well, then show it off, bro. Yeah, what are you wearing here?
Baker Immaculate. They make merch. They're rappers and YouTubers and a whole bunch of things. Even Nick got a shirt on right now, and that wasn't planned. We did not plan that. Mm. They gave that. They were at the
award. I like that shirt. That's fire.
Right? They were at the award show doing trivia questions. And we got the trivia questions right, so we got shirts and stuff. They gave this to us for free too. They just anytime they see us, they be like, they show love and give us merch.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
And where are they out of this area?
Yeah. They we interviewed them, Baker and Immaculate. They were wearing all black in the hoodies. If you saw them, maybe.
Okay.
They make music and they have a YouTube channel. They make commercials. They're funny as hell.
That's tough. I like that. Shout out to Baker Immaculate. Shout out to you if you're still here. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. You know the deal. Make sure you check out Team Scoobity. You know, we're definitely having a great conversation here, man. You're a good guy. I know I sat in on your interview, and there are things that, you know, we could improve on. What are some of the things that you are looking to improve on? And you know, there was one thing that you did mention in the itinerary. That when you and I were speaking before, that kind of threw me off guard. I want to dig into you a little bit about this, which was, you know, you guys often find yourself missing opportunities. Elaborate on that. And, you know, what opportunities are you missing out on?
Missing opportunities. I hate that part. There's like from back in the day, I get, like when you first said it, like little ones pop in my head and then big ones pop in my head. Right. So when we first started YouTube, like when we were first getting numbers, we got invited to move to California for 3 months, but I got arrested, so we could not leave the state.
Wow.
That was a part.
You're a boobity, bro.
Yeah, that was a boobity mistake back then. But just like yesterday, like I couldn't go to Harrison's studio through False Prophets and North Star Films studio opening because I had work. Like little opportunities that we miss. I hate doing that, but we're a team, right? So I feel like a team should be able to pick up my slack if I'm missing, and that's not always been the case, but that's not always their fault. But sometimes you feel me, it is.
Oh, I know, it gets hard.
But I really want to do YouTube, right? So like they all kind of just fall behind me. But Moet has came to the team, and now they really have been trying to go out. And Nick has done it before, and other members of Team Scooby have done it before. I'm not throwing no shade to them, but it is very difficult when I guess I'm not there. So, but they do a pretty good job. I watched the film of it yesterday, but missing opportunities is a thing I hate. I try to be there as much as possible.
So we both have teams, right?
Yeah.
And our teams, I think, play the same role, but they're also different. Okay. Because as you just said, you know, you could have Nick, you could have Mo, you know, go survey the scene, represent, you know, they can do that for you. With my team, I don't ask that of them. And I think it's because of what you said earlier, though. It really hit the, you know, it was what it is. It's like we're trying to do the YouTube thing. You know what I mean? So it's like you can't really hold it against anyone. I'm not going to hold it against anyone. Yes. I don't expect Nezo to go out. I mean, but the thing is my team members, they will spread the word if they find someone or they come across someone sure. who they believe would be a good fit for an episode, you know? So that's what they do. And, you know, I appreciate all of them for doing that. And nonetheless, they all have their important roles, you know, with post-production, everything, bro.
For sure, like, for sure. I try to make like I don't want to say rules, but like there's just like share every video, like every video. Yeah. Try to give a comment if you can. Then like they each have their own task, right? Like Moet knows he has to be at the interview every Sunday, and then Nick.
Do you know that?
I do know that.
And okay. then Nick knows when a video drops, he's supposed to share it to every person on Snapchat, which he does every time. And Ryan knows he's supposed to go comment on every video, and they do. So they all have little things to try to just make it go around.
Yeah, the traction, you know, that's good. That's really good, man. Those are the people that you need to
support. But like you said, I said about the thing we are trying to do, I had to learn that. I used to get so upset. Like we're a team, what are you guys doing? I had to learn that because I used to get so upset with myself and other people, and it would ruin my relationship like with my friends, because my friends are Team Scooby, right? So now when they can't do something, I just go, okay, it's okay. And I just sit back, let it go. And then I try to talk to them about it later if I feel like it was wrong on them, like communication-wise, like if they can't come or something. Like Ryan likes to cancel on me the day of or the day before.
Ooh. You're the most important guy, man.
That's
the
what I'm saying. Man, that
you're the most
done.
Important guy.
It definitely is.
It's just like stuff like that. But they all do a great job now, and we've all got better. I don't want to say HR, but I HR'd myself, honestly, because I would not think about like their stuff. I'll just try to get what's done. Now I try to ask them, like, is everything going good? Do you like the way we're doing this? It's a team, right?
Yeah.
I would like to chime in real quick.
Go ahead.
He's lying. He never asked me that question.
He has never asked you that question.
Cabin, never asked me.
Cabin.
Right? But I will say,
they're new. They're the newest.
Wow.
Damn.
Yep. I've been here from the beginning.
Bro.
Yeah. Nah, but I would like to say it definitely, making that video yesterday definitely did not feel as it should have if Jack was there. Because as you said, we're a team. So like when I thought myself, like I'm not saying I can't do it myself. I'm just saying like it just feels weird because like we do it together. Like it's something that we do as Team Scoobity. So I was like, dang. I got to do it without him. It's going to be weird, but you know, sometimes you got to do it because he might not be here, but he asked me to like, can you go there, still like record, make a video, do the best you can. So I'm going to do it because it's something that we want to do. So I'll make sure we do it, you know? And that's what it is, being part of a team, you know? And that's what we are. We're a team. So we do things. If one person can't, someone else has to pick it up. And I was there to pick it up.
And that's how we do it. And that's a shout out to our teams, to both of our teams, you know, on a frill, because I don't know who does your editing. Who does all your editing? Do you do it? You do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have the luxury of being able to outsource
all your lit,
my editing. And, you know, there are things that I still do, such as the reels.
Yeah.
You know, I do the reels. But, you know, my cameraman, Zach, editor, he was talking to me. He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to try to help you out with that a little
that's
bit
so
more.
Dope. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God bless, bro.
That's shit. Yeah. Like my cameraman would, I'm sure Ryan would do everything he could if I let him. But honestly, I got it. I'm sure there'll be a time where there'll be a different system that I can't fuck with, and there will be someone that is editing for us. Three False Prophets used to edit for us and stuff like that. But he just opened that studio, right? So the editing This is annoying, bro.
Oh, I know. For sure. So let me tell you this, right? You have to, like you said, you were saying you had to HR yourself, right? You know, you can't talk to your teammates about something or feel flustered or frustrated about it.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm still working on now, even with my team.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, I just got to let them rock out. I got to let them do what they got to do because I know that they're going to take care of it. And when they do an immaculate job. You know, they're always on the money. And, you know, I had to learn how to stop just getting into like just texting them. Okay, you lost friends because of this, right?
Yeah.
You lost friends because you had to HR yourself, right? I more than likely lost friends support from the Poconos, right? Because I started doing this and some people I wouldn't let them come on the podcast. So they don't support me. You know, with you though, I think your support within your area is a lot stronger, which is good. I think it's because you're also in the community a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, so it really helps with the following base. You know, if I did that in the Poconos, it might help me out. A little too late for that. I'm not too worried about it. You know, I still respect the people out there. And, you know, we get love and they show love. But as I was saying with the team aspect, I would hit up my guys and be like, yo, bro, I got this video, blah, blah, blah. This is bang, bang, boo when it needs to get done. And that's it. Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say anything. Right. That's it. And it was like, yo, I need to learn how to be like, yo, bro, how's your day? You know, did you sleep well last night?
Yes,
you know, stuff like exactly, that. Because if I don't, it becomes more of business and only business because I went into this. Everyone who's a part of my team originally was a friend.
Yeah.
You know, one is family, friend and friend.
Very hard thing working with friends, bro. Like with this.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
And as you said, because I'm telling you, bro.
It's a lot of fun.
It's us who want to do it. You know, it's us who want to do it. So I could tell when it's like, damn, this podcast is dragging. Like, you know, there's like a, I could see it in my cameraman's face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn, he really wants to go home by now. But I can't hold him to it, bro. What can I do? I can only be as entertaining as I could be.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I would like to say, I think that's why me and Jack work so well together. For the simple fact that we're opposite, but we understand each other. Like, how do I say?
We both want to do it.
We definitely both want to do it 100%. Cause it's not one time where he said we gotta be here and I was not there. Even if I was late, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm be there. It don't matter if I'm late or not, I'ma still be there because I know something that we both want to do and like we both have that drive to want to do it. And I think that's why it works so well, because we both want that drive and want to do it. And where I lack at, he definitely picks up, and where he likes that, I pick up too. And I think that is what makes us like such a good team in doing the YouTube stuff.
I love that. Hey, we're at like a quarter left of the year, okay, of 2023, right? You know, are there big goals, big motivations? What are some things that Team Scoobity is really looking forward to as we get towards the end of this year and then get into next year?
Damn, goals? I don't know if we have like just like subscriber goals or anything like that, view goals, but I know we definitely want to get into public stuff. Like I know Moel wants to do that for sure, like going out to public places, asking them public questions, getting more people involved. Those videos always go crazy, especially with reels. That's our most viewed video on TikTok with Nick, so Nick would love to do those videos too. But I'm just excited to do bigger videos, rent out the fire, use some money to make videos. Want to do merch again before the end of this year. That's a big goal. People keep asking us for shirts. I don't want to give them the old shirts because it's been so long since we dropped merch. What else we got for the end of the year? I want to do some of the old videos again that like I deleted, if possible. Like trying nasty soda maybe again or something like that. That shit, that's blindfold eating when they gave me the hot pepper. That shit was so bad. I was throwing up the next day at like 2 a.m. That was so bad. That was the worst ever experience for a video. That's pretty much for me for the end of the year. What do you know what you're trying to do?
I mean, you kind of said a little bit, like, I'm more of a people person. I mean, don't get it wrong. I don't like people, but I'm a great people person. So I like doing stuff for the public and the community. Cause again, I've been saying this in like almost all the videos, but like, it's not just for us. It's really for the community live in. Cause we all live here. We can all thrive off of each other. So like, might as well just do everything that we all can support. And what we're doing, we could put someone else on that also is doing stuff in the community.
and they could join our event that we got going on, or join video. We could do a collaboration, and now that's not just only promoting us, that's promoting the community and them too. And I'm like, I'm a real like help me help you kind of person.
Yeah.
So like I don't like to do things solo, because like I think that's, I'm not a selfish person. So I if I could have an opportunity to make videos with other people and all of us do stuff for the community and showing even the younger kids. So the young kids growing up, they're like, oh, okay. So they're not just doing it for themselves. They're doing it for all of us. The older, the younger, it doesn't matter the age group. But so everybody can see, like, it's not just, we're not doing one simple thing for ourselves. So yeah, forget the rest. Yeah, nah, it's a community thing. Like Scooby means good things, and I support it. So I want everybody to support it with
positivity.
Such exactly. An interesting term. Nick, do you have something to add? It looked like you were going to grab the mic earlier. I put you on the spot. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So the public activities. I've tried to do a vlog, and I still have to edit the footage, but we did it for the Italian festival.
Oh, yeah. That's
and it was a good time. It was a really good time. And yeah, we did engage with the public. And dude, it's so crazy. Ryan is like the craziest guy in the room right now. Because if you have a camera and you're in public, mm-hmm. everyone is fucking looking yes. at you. It's kind of sickening. I'm sorry. It kind of makes me sick. I'm like, yo, that's kind of disgusting. It's like you just see a camera and be like, oh my gosh, hi. And I'm like, damn. Like if I didn't have this shit in my hand, you definitely wouldn't be talking to me. That shit's odd as fuck, you know? But those outdoor activities are a lot of fun, man. During the Italian festival, we were doing give us your best, forget about it, you know, impression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was really, really fun. We got some really good content. I still need to put it together. Storage is definitely an issue. So I have to figure out storage, Google Drive. I got to buy more space.
Good luck, bro. Yeah, I don't know how that goes. Another thing I forgot to say is I really want to keep doing the stuff with the V-Spot and the upper echelon. More interviews, bigger. I want to say bigger artists. It really don't matter to me how big or not you are. As long as you're actually working towards the music, like going to the studio, don't. As for an interview, if you've only done music on your phone, I'm not hating on it.
No, bro, you're not wrong, bro.
I'm not hating.
Go ahead, talk your shit.
I just want them to know that they're going to take it serious if we're going to give them a serious interview. And then, even though it's not so serious, try to have a music video, try to just perform, have a performance on your resume, and then you're all good to come get an interview from us. And then the sports one, if you are a high school athlete, college athlete, and you see this, text me and we'll run an interview. I want to ask you about youth sports, middle school, high school, talk everything that you want to talk about sports. I love sports.
So yeah, sports were a big part of your life, huh?
Yeah, yeah, growing up for sure.
What'd you play? Did you play anything?
Yeah, I wrestled, football, baseball.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you looked at my football thing, the coaching thing. Yeah, you were like, dude, is this yours? What did you think it was, bro? It is a big trophy.
I thought like you played, but when I saw the coaching, that's really cool too. I coached too.
No, I definitely played as well.
Yeah, that's dope.
Played football and I wrestled.
That's good.
Senior year, 170.
Oh, yeah.
But wrestling, I wasn't really fucking with it, bro. It was kind of just like that. I say it's my side sport, like your side hoe.
Yeah.
And your main hoe. My main hoe was football.
For like freshman and sophomore, it was definitely wrestling. It was my main focus. But senior year, it was football.
Dude, I went from 200 pounds to 170 in a month. It was fucking disgusting.
Wrestling is crazy, bro.
Disgusting, man. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced, bro. It was absolutely crazy.
Nick's thinking about wrestling this year.
You're still in high school?
Yes. Brian and Nick are in high school.
Well, respect to you guys for being young bulls out here doing it for the team, man. Seriously. This is great, man. You have a really good team behind you. You know, you're looking for... you know, the V spot, you know, you can definitely upgrade your level of audio, stuff like that. You know, you and I have talked about that. But nonetheless, you're on the way. I do really enjoy the vlogs. The vlogs are crisp. They're funny. You know, you have different people coming on, you know, so you do a good job of promoting the vlogs. How often do you drop? I don't think we've ever come across that.
But we try to off, like I have videos in the private, right? Like,
in the vault.
Yeah. We keep videos in the vault. So I try to like, if I see it's been a week, I'm dropping. Like I'm really busy, guys. I'm working two jobs and I am a dad and I coach baseball. So I'm, and then the YouTube, right? So I'm busy. So I try to, and then I edit. So that when I edit, I stay awake all night. That's just what I do. When I put my son to sleep, I stay awake till the video's done. That's whatever I do.
Long hours, man.
It's all right. Well, I work 9 to 4, so it's like my work schedule. So What was the question?
You know, I think I forgot myself, I'll be honest.
Oh, dropping schedule.
Yeah, yeah, that's dropping schedule. That's what it was.
If it's a week, we got to drop immediately. If we have videos in the vault and it's been 3 days, I'll post.
All right, man. I love that. Moet, do you have anything to add?
Because
we're gonna be again signing off here in a minute. We're gonna be transitioning to tea time.
Yeah, okay, no, so I don't have much to say right now.
So. Okay, anybody else? Nick,
Scoobity.
We're all good.
Scoobity.
Team Scoobity's all locked in. All right. Well, before we get off the Middleman podcast, man, we'd like to give the guests the floor, you know. So any inspirational messages, anything that you want to leave for the crowd, this is your moment. The floor is yours, my friend.
Leave for the crowd. If you want to do something, please do it and do not let anyone stop you and keep going when you fail, because you will fail and fail and fail and it will go backwards and then forward and backwards again. Just keep going, I promise. Like, that's what I'm still doing. I got to keep going, right? And then I want to say, yo, shout out to North Star and Three False Prophets for opening up that studio. If you guys don't know what that is, they built sets, like, but with their hands. Like, so people are going to go film there, like me, maybe even you. Use those sets, so that's dope. And shout out to the Trudy Show. She was at my job getting crazy last night. But I just want to say,
no one needs to know that.
I want to say that. That was crazy. Make sure you check us out on TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff. Team Scoobity.
Perfect, perfect.
You know I got to chime in. You know I got to. I would like to say, if you want to do something and you don't think you could do it, go for it anyway. What's the worst that could happen? What's not going to go through? Try something different. You know, I feel like people, they fail, and then after they fail, they're just done. I don't think that's okay for you to do. I feel like if you fail, it should be a lesson so you can learn from it and improve from it. Like, for example, say you're trying to practice basketball so you can ball handling or whatever.
Wow, you're going to use me as an excuse?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you practice basketball, ball handling, right? You keep messing up, jam your finger 1-2 times, you know? And then after that, it's like, you feel the pain and like, it's not working for you. And then you down, you doubt yourself and keep down yourself. And then that's when you really start to gain your own head. And it makes you think that you really can't do it. When you can, you just didn't give yourself the opportunity. The more you say things negative about yourself, the more it manifests. Cause your mind, you keep saying in your mind doesn't know the difference between if you're serious or if you're not serious. Like, if I keep telling myself I'm bad, then my body's going to be like, oh, so we're not really good at this. So I'm performing badly. But if you keep telling yourself, okay, I messed up, but I'm going to get it better. And you're going to see improvements and start to improve on yourself. I feel like self-improvement really can help you in life and in general. Because if you improve on yourself, then anything else you could not be as worried as, because you already worked on yourself. So sure, that's my sure, positive bro. That I have to say, you know, I gotta always say something. I just be talking, you know me.
I appreciate you being a director today. You know, I think you did a fantastic job.
Thank you. I be trying. Everything I do, I just try.
You know, so welcome to the Middleman podcast once again.
Thank you.
Team Scoobity. I appreciate you guys all coming out here. Jack Swish, everyone in this room, you know, none of this would have been possible without you guys being here. So I really appreciate that. But before we get, you know, send you guys on your way, we're going to get into tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. Peace.